Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Pennsylvania is emerging as a crucial stepping stone for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the former vice president's lead there over President Trump continues to grow as the vote count is tallied in two of the state's largest Democratic strongholds.
Biden is in a stronger position to win the presidency as results continue to trickle in from the Pittsburgh and Philadelphia regions. Based on the states the Associated Press has called, Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes would push Biden beyond 270. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney is urging the city to remain patient as all the ballots are counted.
This week, the eyes of the nation and the world were here in Philadelphia. And I'm proud to say that Philadelphia showed up. They mailed in ballots amidst unprecedented conditions.
In a statement, the Trump campaign, without evidence, claimed numerous irregularities and accused Pennsylvania election officials of a lack of transparency at the polls. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Philadelphia.
Top Republican officials in Georgia say they're confident the Secretary of State there will ensure ballots are properly counted. The statement coming a day after President Trump claimed without evidence that elections officials are trying to steal the election from him. Only a few thousand votes separate Trump from Democratic challenger Joe Biden, virtually ensuring a recount. Speaking today, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said the vote count will be accurate.
The stakes are high and the emotions are high on all sides. We will not let those debates distract us from our work. We will get it right and we will defend the integrity of our elections.
Trump has claimed election apparatus in Georgia is run by Democrats, even though a Republican is at the helm. Biden leads Trump in the state by more than 4,000 votes. President Trump says his campaign will pursue all legal avenues to ensure full transparency of the vote count. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the president is not giving up in the race.
The president's campaign is already pursuing multiple legal challenges alleging fraud and voter disenfranchisement. But the campaign has not provided any systematic evidence. In a statement, Trump says we will pursue this process through every aspect of the law to guarantee the American people have confidence in our government. The president argues the fight is no longer about one single election. His statement came as former Vice President Joe Biden took the lead in Pennsylvania and Georgia, two states where ballots are still being counted. The Trump campaign's lawyer insists this election is not over. The Trump campaign has requested a recount in Wisconsin, and Georgia is likely headed for a recount as well. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 66 points, the Nasdaq up 4 points today. This is NPR. Tropical Depression Eta may be leaving Central America, but its path of destruction has left at least 57 people dead and countless others missing and homeless. As NPR's Kerry Kahn explains, Eta has moved back into the Caribbean and is heading toward Cuba and possibly South Florida.
It will be days before authorities can give an accurate assessment of Eta's rage, but widespread flooding and landslides have left dozens dead, thousands stranded, and tens of thousands homeless from Guatemala to Panama. Guatemalan President Alejandro Giamaté warned that many people remain stranded and it would take time to reach them, with many areas accessible only by foot. As many as 50 people died in a massive mudslide and another 50 were missing in the central Guatemalan town of San Cristobal, Verapaz. In Honduras, videos show residents up to their necks in water waiting for help in towns around the northern industrial city of San Pedro Sula. Crop damage, especially in high-altitude rich coffee regions, is extensive. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
Italy's financial capital of Milan looked relatively empty today, with luxury boutiques, jewelry shops, and other non-essential businesses all ordered to close as part of a partial lockdown in various regions of the country in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Restrictions were imposed in four Italian regions in an effort to slow the spread of the virus. Still, it's not as severe as the near total lockdown the country was in for 10 weeks starting in March. Italy's move echoes those in many parts of Europe. Oil paired some of its weekly gains. Crude oil futures prices down $1.65 a barrel today to end the session at $37.14 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.